What's up, everybody? I hope that you are having an amazing start to your day. It is Monday, January 24th, so this is a very much impromptu episode. I'm talking no editing, clearly, as you heard, no intro. And I just wanted to kind of drop this real quick because I wanted you guys to really get your week started with intention, value, and most importantly, confidence. And so I think that the best part is that it really doesn't matter what day or, you know, what week of the month that you're listening to this episode, but what matters is that you take the time to really incorporate empowered action into your life, right? So I know that we're into 2022 and we're already about to be into February, which is kind of wild. I feel like 2022 is going by really fast. I turn 24 in 2 months. I've been in San Diego for 4 months now, and living in San Diego has really, you know, been what is what inspired me to talk about what I'm going to talk about today. And living in San Diego, of course, was completely out of my comfort zone. I don't know a single person here. I've been to San Diego maybe like a handful of times in my whole life. So, you know, when I spontaneously came out here for a weekend trip with my boyfriend, I was just like, why not move here? So we did, and it's been absolutely wonderful. It's sunny every single day. The people are so nice, and of course, there's so many good spots to get food. And yeah, it's really allowed me to take the time for myself, you know, take myself on walks, explore the city, learn new things about myself, and of course, like this next chapter of my life. And where this kind of stemmed from is at a really young age, the phrase work smarter, not harder, really stuck with me. I've done a previous podcast episode, but I'm coming back to it. And to be honest, it just felt like it stuck with me because I had a, you know, traumatic childhood, and I couldn't imagine growing up and my life being harder than what it was. Like that's me being completely honest. And so I adapted, you know, this mindset of work smarter, not harder. And by the time I was 13, you know, I was babysitting. I was, you know, finding ways to make myself money so I could, you know, get the things that I liked. When I finally was legally old enough to, you know, get hired by a company, I worked my way from host to manager. I had so many other jobs in between where they really assumed responsibility, right? So, like, I was a lifeguard. I worked at the children's hospital. So all of those things were working smarter to me because it comes back to being a value, right? There's nothing more that I wanted to do than to help others and to be of service. And it was such an amazing thing at the time because, you know, like with any system that we create in our lives or any cycle, it's bound to get played out. And so my time, you know, being in the medical field and my time working in the restaurants all really served me a purpose and teaching me how to, like I said, work smarter, not harder, work, you know, less hours while still making impact and still having that freedom to, you know, study for my classes, spend time with my family, take time for myself, my friends. And all of those things are so important to me. And never once did it occur to me that I should, you know, give up my my passions for a job that really doesn't care about me or isn't something that I see myself doing long term, right? And I am someone who, when I decide that I want to do something, I'm just going to go out and do it. Plain and simple. I'll figure it out somehow, some way. I'll learn my lessons along the way. But I just truly believe that we can have the things that we put our minds to. And if we are serious about creating generational change, systemic change, it starts with the idea that we are valuable in more ways than one, and, you know, more than just how many hours a week we work or, you know, the company that we work for. So what it came down to really was, like I said, when it comes to working smarter, not harder, the sole intention of that is to focus on the life that you want to live and how you can adapt, you know, to work around it, right? Essentially, it's just the society that we live in. You have to work, and abundance comes in more ways than one. So that is like the most powerful thing that that you could take away from this. Abundance comes in more ways than one. And that comes from, like I said, the experiences, the people, you know, the lessons, and of course the finances, being able to financially bless yourself, your loved ones, your community. And it comes down to living your life in a way that feels empowered, right? And how you do that is you show up consistently. You show up and you show out. And it's not always about the money, but like I said, it circles back to living the life that you want to live and taking 100% responsibility for being the sole creator of your life. And that is not going to be, you know, like a perfect process, right? It's so important that you focus on taking the daily steps instead of just like the one big goals that we have, right? Of course, if we all focused on our biggest goals, they would seem so far and so hard to reach. But when we break it down from monthly to weekly to daily promises that we can make for ourselves, like that is where the real impact starts to show. And I'm going to share another quote with you guys, and it's by Rumi. So it was, yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I'm wise, so I'm changing myself. And the reason that that is so powerful is because we can all feel overwhelmed at the idea of our life, you know, changing in any drastic or dramatic way, or learning things the hard way. And it does not have to look like that. It gets to look like those small promises that you've made for yourself that you know are keeping you aligned with your values and your intention. And the best gift that you can give to others is to always show up for yourself first. So that way, like I said, you can be able to bless the people that you love, bless your community with all of the amazing things that you are able to attain as you show up and show your light in this world. And I really just want to invite you to walk out into the world a little bit differently today, and being proud of every step that you've taken, you know, with courage, with fear, you know, with scarcity, whatever it was that you had to do at the time. Like, you've gotten this far, and moving forward, you have to just, like I said, walk a little bit differently. Be proud of everything that you've created for yourself. And being proud is not a once in a lifetime feeling. I can't stress that enough. Being proud of yourself is not a once in a lifetime feeling. Every single day you get to fill your cup up with, you know, joy, abundance, stability, freedom, love, self-development, whatever you want it to. But it comes down to you in that decision, right? There's nobody else to make that decision with you. There's nobody else to make it happen for you except for you. And so moving forward into this week, like I said, walk out into the world a little differently. Map out your goals and break them down monthly to weekly to daily. I can't emphasize that enough, because how can you, you know, be proud of your progress if you're not even measuring it, if you're not even taking it in small doses? Big change is just small change. Small changes snowballing into big one. I promise you, nothing crazy, and, you know, nothing crazy happens overnight. It is over time, and it comes down with setting yourself up for that success, scheduling things out, mapping things out. And if you don't know, you find those resources. And don't you dare say you're alone, because you're listening to this podcast. This podcast alone is full of people who want better for themselves, whether they're entrepreneurs, whether, you know, they work for somebody else, whether they don't work at all. Like, it, like I said, it comes down to those small promises that you make on a day-to-day basis that keep you aligned. And I want you to have just an amazing rest of your week. And if you feel like you want to know more about your goal setting and holding yourself accountable in a way that feels empowering, then you know that, of course, I'm your go-to gal, and I will leave you some links in my bio so that way we can connect, we can chat more. And like I said, keep showing up for yourself, keep making those promises, and until next week, we will talk soon.